Marley Diaz is 11 years old. She loves reading, but she noticed that a lot of the books at school were about white boys or dogs, or like the award-winning children's novel Shiloh, they were about white boys and their dogs. We asked Marley to elaborate on what bothered her.
Basically, it was the lack of diversity in my fifth grade class. We were only reading books such as Where the Red Fern Grows, Crash, the Shiloh series, and Old Yeller, so I noticed that and I was frustrated because I was never reading books about black girls or any different type of character. So I went home and I told my mom and she said, well, what are you going to do about it? So I decided to start a campaign in which black girls are the main character and then give those books to various schools.
Wow, you're 11 years old and you just decided this is a problem and I'm going to take it on myself.
Yes, I did.
And just tell me why it was important to you and why you think it's important for 11-year-olds, you know, to be reading books that have more diversity.
Well, I think it's important in general for kids to be reading books with diversity. When you read about a character that you can connect with, you'll remember the things that they learned. So if I like hair bows and the character I'm reading about likes hair bows, I'll remember what he or she learned in that book because I have something in common with them.
And so it was not a matter of you wanting books to be about black girls. You just wanted the characters to be people who you could relate to more.
Yeah, I think that it was definitely about access. At home, I could read those books and I could read as many as I wanted. But when it came to school, it wasn't really available for me to read.
Okay, so you take it upon yourself and you start collecting books that have more diverse characters in them. Where were you getting these books? Were you buying them or what was happening?
No, we weren't buying them. We were getting just donations from people who saw the campaign on social media. And I think that it's a lot better when they give books because then they know where their money's going. We did get some money donations, which is definitely helpful for us when we travel and we had to hire people to help log books because there's so many.
Were you sort of the boss? Were you kind of giving them instructions on how you wanted this to be done?
Yes, I am. But because I have school, I can't spend like the day helping opening books all the time. But I try my best because I don't want to just be the boss and be the representative. I want to be a part of every aspect of the work that I created. I just don't want to be like the big boss who doesn't do much.
I love that. That seems like a very good lesson to learn in life very early on. What's been the most memorable moment so far since you started doing this?
Oh, that's a tough one. Well, of course, when we reached 1,000 books, which is so big of a deal, it was really awesome. And then when I went on the Ellen Show, I've never been on TV or done anything like that made me famous or anything in any respect. So it's just all of it really is super important and super special.
So the bottom line, you were trying to collect 1,000 books and give them away, and you kind of blew right through your goal and have collected a lot more, which is awesome. Do you have a new goal now?
We don't have a new goal, but I do have a bigger idea now that we've reached the goal. It's that we have school boards assigning books where it's very diverse and it's not just one type that they're trying to focus on. It's all different characters, all different races, all different genders. So that's definitely one of the big things that I want to achieve because I know that I'm definitely not the only kid or student out there who's experiencing this problem.
Marley, you've probably heard this before. You're a very impressive young woman.
Thank you.
Best of luck to you, and thanks for taking the time to talk to us about this.
No problem.